WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to The Discipline Switch. Today, we're diving headfirst into something super important, building healthy coping mechanisms for managing those crazy roller coaster emotions we all experience. Ever feel like your feelings are running the show? You know that feeling when anger boils over or anxiety starts whispering doubts in your ear? Well, trust me, you're not alone. We live in a world that throws curveballs at us constantly. Deadlines, relationships, unexpected changes, and sometimes it feels like our emotions are on overdrive. But here's the secret. We don't have to let them control us. We can actually learn to manage those emotions, turn them into something constructive, and even use them as fuel for growth. So buckle up, because I'm about to drop some serious knowledge bombs. Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you build a toolbox of healthy coping mechanisms. 1. Acknowledge your feelings. This sounds simple, right? But it's the foundation. A lot of times, we try to ignore or suppress our emotions, which just pushes them deeper and can lead to bigger problems down the line. The first step is acknowledging what you're feeling, even if it's messy and uncomfortable. Say to yourself, "Hey, I'm feeling frustrated right now," or "I'm feeling anxious about this upcoming presentation." Just naming it out loud can help you gain some control. 2. Don't judge yourself. Feeling angry, sad, scared? These are all normal human emotions. There's no need to beat yourself up for experiencing them. Imagine a friend came to you sharing their feelings. Would you judge them? Probably not. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a loved one. 3. Find healthy outlets. This is where things get really interesting. We all have different ways of coping, so find what works best for you. Maybe it's hitting the gym, going for a run, listening to music, journaling, spending time in nature, or even having a good laugh with friends. Experiment and discover what helps you release those pent-up emotions in a positive way. 4. Practice mindfulness. This one takes a little practice, but it's worth it. Mindfulness is all about being present in the moment, focusing on your breath, your senses, your thoughts, without judgment. It's like hitting the pause button on that emotional roller coaster and taking a deep breath. Try incorporating some mindfulness exercises into your day. Even just 5 minutes of focused breathing can make a difference. 5. Seek support when you need it. We're not meant to go through this life alone. If you're struggling with overwhelming emotions, don't hesitate to reach out for help. Talk to a trusted friend or family member. Join a support group, or consider seeking professional guidance from a therapist or counselor. Remember, asking for help is a sign of strength, not weakness. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. It's Monday morning, you're rushing to get ready for work, and your boss just called with a last-minute change in plans that throws everything off. Your heart starts racing, your palms sweat, and suddenly, you feel overwhelmed. This is where our coping mechanisms come into play. You take a deep breath, mindfulness. Remind yourself that this is temporary. Don't judge. Tow, and decide to go for a quick walk outside to clear your head, healthy outlet. By implementing these strategies, you can turn a stressful situation into an opportunity for growth and resilience. So there you have it. 5 powerful tools to help you navigate the emotional roller coaster of life. Remember, building healthy coping mechanisms is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and keep practicing. The key takeaway here is this. You are in control. You have the power to choose how you respond to your emotions, even when things get tough. By implementing these strategies, you can build resilience, navigate challenges with grace, and ultimately lead a more fulfilling life. Now go out there and make it happen. Share this episode with someone who could benefit from hearing this message. Let's spread the word about healthy coping mechanisms and create a more supportive world together. And don't forget to join the conversation on social media. I love hearing your stories and insights. Until next time, stay disciplined, stay focused, and keep leveling up.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.